Hi, this is James Burke, pastor of Cedar Bluff Baptist Church. Get ready for another episode of Conversations with Daniel Flafford. I encourage you to listen intently to what Brother Daniel has to say about the struggles that he is going through, as well as those that he has faced and what God is doing in his life.
Let me ask you another question. What's been the most notable change since you've been saved? But I guess maybe in that, I'll also ask, have there been any hardships since you've been saved?
Well, one thing I'd have to ask, since you know me so well and you know my memory, you'll have to probably ask one of those again to try to get me back on track and really be able to answer that. But I'll go ahead and answer that one. You know, once I got saved at 10 years old, I didn't know much about being saved. I was going to church and different things, but really getting into the Bible and really praying and things, something I didn't have somebody to come alongside me really and personally just teach me the basics of being a Christian. So for a while after becoming a Christian, I sort of backslid into some part of a life of sin. Now, I wasn't, you know, going out and doing outrageous sins. I was just a young kid. But at the same time, you talk about bad language and things in which I had to overcome and sometimes just being mean and things to other kids. So once you get saved, it's not like you become perfect and you stay perfect. That never happens. In the Bible teaches us, if you say that you have not sinned, you're a liar, and you call God a liar. That's found in 1 John. So never a day goes by have I ever lived perfectly. And I've struggled with sin in my life. But from about 10 to 13 years old, I sort of was a wayward Christian. In some things, I'd still be going to church. I'd still live, and get out there and play ball with the guys and stuff and use some bad language here and there and, just sometimes just be mean to others and really not know how to treat people. Then when I was 13 years old, I went to a Hearts on Fire convention up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And the Lord just impressed upon me as I was going up, for some reason, just to begin to pray. And it's not like I've not done much of it. I'd done some, and I'd practiced prayer, but not done a whole lot. But God began to burden my heart to pray. And so that entire weekend, as we went on that retreat, I just tried to steal away from everybody else and just pray. And seek his face and commune with him and just sing good gospel songs and different things like that. And as we were there, the Lord gave me such an incredible hunger and thirst to get in his word and to have a deeper and more intimate prayer life with him. I mean, I just literally found out how much you can be in love with the God that we serve. I can't really explain it to you fully, those different things. But that weekend, I was called to preach when I was 13.
Wow.
And being called to preach for about 4 years, I told a few people about it and things, but what I wanted to do is I wanted to try to make a deal with God. I told him, hey, God, if you allow me to be like Reggie White and be a professional athlete and preach for you, I'll do that all day long. It don't matter twice on Sunday. But, the Lord sort of had other plans. And so for 2 or 3 years there, from 13 to 15 or so, I was dealing very hard, dealing with it, trying to answer the call and trying to make a deal, and God didn't want any of that. And at that time, my mom was also a secretary at the church at North Knoxville, and she had seen the trouble that the pastors there had been through all the hardships and the heartaches mm-hmm. and the pains and things that they go through.
Sure.
And so she tried to resist that. She tried to, for my own good and for my own protection, not to go down that path and follow in becoming a pastor and preaching. But the Lord was very strong. So at 17 years old, I publicly answered the call at North Knoxville to preach the Word of God. And that weekend during my 17th year, my junior year in that summer, we went on a mission trip to Panama City, and I actually preached on the beach for my first ever message.
Wow. That's a great first message, or a great place to have it. I wasn't there, so I don't know if it was a good message or not. But I guess if it was the truth, then it was a great message.
I heard that. I spoke on salvation. I spoke on Jesus and things.
Oh, you can't get any better than that.
I heard that. Simplistic, though easy, but nerve-wracking, I tell you.
Well, you had the waves crashing in the background to kind of soothe you as well, so maybe that helped a little bit.
Well, let me tell you how nervous I was.
Okay.
I was so nervous that I was sitting there preaching, and I had the pastor at the time help me with the outline and things, and there were several just simple, points that I was to make and things. Several of them, just go right through them, you know, try to help me do that. And in the middle of the message as I was preaching, I told him I'm going to quote the most loved and most known verse in the Bible. And I said, John 3:16, and I said, forgot, and I stopped. I couldn't even finish it. So I looked to the crowd that was there, and I said, could you quote for me John 3:16? And so they helped me out. But I was really nervous.
Well, I do that now. I'm still so nervous when I preach, I can't remember half the stuff that I want to say. Do you ever do that?
I know. Oh, yeah.
So that was maybe, 3 or 4 years that, maybe not that you ran from preaching, but that you mm-hmm. you really dealt with the call of God
Absolutely.
To preach. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. that's amazing to know that, not that it took that long, that's not what I'm saying, but that God still dealt with you after that length of time. Aren't you glad?
Yeah.
You know, we said we've got a mighty good God, but we've got a gracious God, too. And I'm glad that he, you know, when he wants something, I'm glad that he mm-hmm. will continue to deal with you. You know, he has a plan for you. And I still think, Daniel, he has a plan for you. I know the things you're dealing with right now. And I don't know how to explain it, but I really believe God's got a plan for you in all of this stuff that you're dealing with. And that makes me want to rejoice that even though it may be painful for you,
mm-hmm.
and it's painful for me as a friend to watch you go through it, but to know that there's glory at the end of the road, man, I'm about to have my head again.
Go right ahead. You know, the one thing that constantly helps me out, knowing that I'm just fallen man, you know, I'm nothing good of myself whatsoever, but in him, he makes me good. There's nothing good in me, but through Christ, he makes me acceptable unto the Father. But he is also long-suffering. Even when I'm unfaithful and I do things that break his heart and I do things that sometimes may anger him, Bible says that he is slow to anger and he is long-suffering with his loving kindness.
Amen.
Wow, that make a man shout right there.
And believe me, it will make you shout. God is so good. Listen, you be sure to stay tuned with us for our final episode with Daniel Flatford in Conversations. God bless you. Have a great day.